Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss a 10-year facility improvement plan presented to the Pella School Board at this week's work session. This week, you had your open house at the Pella High School, showing off really the last of the last round of projects at this week's meeting now, and really through the summer, conversations about what the next 10 years will look like with facilities. What are some of those ongoing discussions the board will be having and that your team will be having to make sure that these facilities that are nice and new and upgraded stay nice and new and at the cutting edge?
Yeah, so planning is important for any organization, and facilities are obviously a big thing, and to stay on top of those and keep those ahead are important. So we went through a very large facility planning process before we actually did any of our new construction, and that was almost 7 years ago now, and so we're now really at the end of that project, and so starting a new facility plan is also important for us to think about what are the next round of things that we know we need to do. We're continuing to plan for a really slight growth. Our enrollment has grown about 10 students a year for the last 10 years. And so we know that 10 years from now, we could have 100 more students in the system. And so what we want to do is plan for that. And so we've got some buildings that would be very tight if we increase classes and class size. And so we want to make sure that we have the space available as we have needs for students. And so that's really what some of the things we're looking at. We're kind of planning that what it would look like for our system to have classes of about 200 kids per grade level all the way through the system. And so we're trying to make enough space so that we could accommodate that. Some buildings will accommodate it, like our high school would probably accommodate that. Middle school would be close to be able to accommodate it, but Jefferson is for sure too small, and some of our elementaries would also be probably too small. So different ideas for how to make that happen. Things that really got prioritized on our list fairly high were to try to alleviate that pinch point at Jefferson Intermediate, probably create some space there at that building, and also potentially build what we're calling kind of an early childhood center, and that would be a facility that would house both our preschool, probably also do some wraparound childcare for some of those students. And then maybe even expand to some other daycare needs that the community would have. So that would also be a potential for us as a facility. We also looked at just making sure some of our systems are upgraded. We still have little pockets of the district that are not air conditioned. We have our gyms at the high school that are not air conditioned. We have our auditorium that's going to need to be replaced fairly soon. So some HVAC needs that are also out there for us. So those are some of the things that kind of rose right to the top of the list. There's some middle school projects that we could also do with some expansion of space and some athletic expansion there for PE and wrestling. And so all those are kind of on the list, and we got community input on that as well as input from staff as to kind of how those are prioritized. But that's really what the board's reviewing, and then it'll just be to decide what projects we might want to take on. And so really there's no like immediate, yes, we're going to build something or do something new. It's more of a here's the things that could happen. Now what do we really see are things that the district may want to take on in the next 10 years.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.